Town of Discovery Bay, your regular CSD Board of Directors meeting is now called to order. Would you all please stand and follow Director Gray when you think.
Yeah, I'm just kind of.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call, please.
Roll call has been taken, and let the record reflect that all members are present with the exception of Director Leet.
Okay. My apologies for doing this, but we are going to remove item G1 from the agenda tonight. We have a family emergency, one member is gone. And I believe that this is an important issue for the community. It should have all five board members in attendance when we decide make these decisions. So I'll ask staff to put this on the next agenda with all five board members available. My sincere apologies if we got to have here for that item. Okay. Public comments? Anybody having any discussions on anything that is not on the agenda? You got it. And it's not on the agenda.
It's not on the agenda.
You know what I mean?
Board, my name is Bill Helfrick. I live at 661 Beaver Court. I attended the subcommittee or the finance committee meeting last Monday, and at that there was presentations of the 2019-2020 budgets. I particularly looked at the Zone 8 budget, and again, as I complained about your audited financial statements, you are still trying to keep the best kept secret in Discovery Bay as to what the community center costs. I went through that budget, it took me about an hour and a half, peeled it apart, and it appears that in your own budget, the community center is going to run a negative or going to have to be subsidized by our Zone 8 property tax money of $344,000. I just don't think that's acceptable. You are sacrificing, I think, many more projects to keep this community center operating at this level, and we need to find some other way to cut costs.
Thank you, Bill. Any other comments? Then I'll close public comments.
No.
Consent calendar. Any discussion?
Move acceptance.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? Motion carried. Supervisor Diane Burgess, I didn't see Leah.
Leah's not here.
Okay. We'll move on to Sheriff's Office.
Good evening, Council. For the Sheriff's Office, I'm calling the Sheriff's Office Delta Station House Commander. For the month of March, in the Discovery Bay area, there's 579 calls for service. Delta Station as a whole, just to give you an idea of Discovery Bay, how it fits in, had 1,585 calls for service. Traffic stop 63 and 23 resulting in sites. Took a total reports for the station as a whole, 115 reports. 53 of those were Discovery Bay arrests, 28 total for the station, and then 8 for Discovery Bay. Of note was the armed robbery at the Chase Bank on April 11th, about 8:45 or so. The detectives are still working on that case. We're working with the FBI, working at trying to develop further leads in that case with the help of the FBI. Other than that, the LPRs, at least the license plate readers, are on schedule. We met with Caltrans. Basically, all the players came to the table. Caltrans, the contractor, the provider of the actual cameras. We all sat down and just kind of ironed out the last few pieces to get everything. Actually, people out there, we've been talking about, you know, lane closures and things like that. So that's a real project that's going to happen. Should start seeing people out there soon. The the station move to Brentwood Police Department. The interior is pretty good. We're waiting on furniture to finish off the actual station house part of it. Parking lot ran into a delay today, specifically this morning, when they started to cut down some of the tree that needs to be removed. Two, I think they're red-tailed hawks, were up in a nest. And it was found out they had some chicks in there. So there's a nest there, so they have to wait until the end of the nesting season for these chicks to take flight before they can progress on the taking those trees out and getting the parking lot done. So we're trying to work around that and get into the station without that being a delay and just have a parking issue that we can deal with. So with that being said, questions?
Would the LPRs have helped in the identity of the Chase robbery?
Yes. Well, let me just say, the LPRs, the way we have it positioned, there would have been a camera that would have recorded the plate. Whether that plate would be useful. At this point, we have the first three digits of the plate. The FBI did a look throughout all of California for what we thought was a Hyundai Santa Fe with those three digits, and nothing came back. So
we would have gotten a better identification of the vehicle and a better identification of the plate had we had the camera in place, is that what you're saying?
We would have gotten a picture of the vehicle because one of the cameras is going to go right there on Bixler, northbound, right by the
very good.
The post office. Any other questions on that?
Just back of my mind, it's been a long process. I think the Sheriff's Department and all the players have agreed. I think where we got held up was Caltrans, correct? I'm trying to get them permission.
That was the stumbling block.
Right, so Caltrans possibly could take a little share of the blame. I know you can't say that,
but Tony apologized he couldn't be there tonight. Or be here tonight. There's a Citizens Academy, but he did want me to mention the Youth Academy on June 17th and 18th from 9 a.m. in the morning till 4 at, in the afternoon each day. And the age group is 14 to 18 years old, and will be held at our main office in Martinez. And you can email Tony Fontenot for any further information on that. Anyone needs that email address, I'll put that out.
Just because numbers always attract my attention. You said that you started your report with 1,058 calls. Is that district wide? That wasn't in Discovery Bay.
No. Well, the office.
That's like 30 a day or something.
No, the sheriff's office as a whole, this Delta Station, handled 1,585 calls.
Thank you.
Yeah.
All right.
Of that, 579 calls were Discovery Bay, and 10% of those calls were for false alarms.
Thank you.
I'm not thinking about 51.
Okay. Thank you.
Good.
Thank you.
Officer Thomas, CHP.
Good afternoon, Board. Officer Thomas of the High Patrol. The activity we had out here last month, arrest-wise, we had one DUI arrest, four under the influence of drugs, and four under the influence of alcohol. One warrant arrest, one arrest for a misdemeanor hit and run, two arrests for driving without a intoximeter device in your vehicle, and one for driving on a suspended license for DUI. The activity I had for citation-wise, specifically in Discovery Bager, we had nine for speed, three for registration, one stop sign, one seatbelt, one equipment violation, and three other, which would be like cell phone. Bixler Road area, there was four for speed, three for registration, four seatbelts, and one other. The Outlying area right over here, there was 18 for speed, two for registration, one for right-of-way violation, two equipment, and one for unsafe pass. Over here, kind of the Marsh Creek area, we had nine for speed, two for registration. side of the road and two unsafe passing. Looks like that turning lane's becoming an issue again where people are running through it. We got like three violations for that, but
I don't think it's a problem again. It hasn't stopped.
Yeah. From what I understand, it's exacerbated even more, you know, especially summer with the more increased traffic. But you guys have any questions for me?
Just one, how many DUIs did you have this one?
Total out here, there was five.
Five.
One for under the influence of drugs, and then four for alcohol.
Okay, so I have listened to that for months now, and it seems to be 7 to 10 is a norm. Is that a lot for an area this size?
Every time I've been out here, it's been about like that. It's going to slow down a little in the winter, and then as the...
Yeah, it's going to get worse.
It's going to get worse, yeah. Especially when people start going on the water, they start getting a lot.
Yeah. Okay.
So,
thank you.
The great answer would be no. It's reusing. The reality. Okay. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.
And before we bring up the fire department, I will give Bill a chance.
I have a question regarding the license.
Wait till you get up to the microphone.
I'm sorry. I have a question regarding the license plate readers. It requires a written policy. Or the users of the thing, has that been written, and who wrote it, and is there any public comment available on that policy?
Okay, and that would be one you take up with.
Not our responsibility.
Yeah. Thank you. Okay, Ross. PCCFPD, Fire Department.
Good evening.
Hey.
And I have to... operations report for last month, but I also threw in for March since I wasn't able to make the meeting. So I'll give you both numbers for both months. So in the month of April, there were 79 calls for service in the town of Discovery Bay with an average response time of 956. Happy to report that last month there were no major incidents in Discovery Bay last month. For March, there were 70 calls with an average response time of 901. However, there were two vehicle accidents with significant injuries, both on Bixler Road. So those were the two main incidents in Discovery Bay for the month of March. For April, there were a total of 675 calls for service in the district, and a response time of 822. That included responding to four residential structure fires, one commercial fire, five vehicle fires, six vegetation fires, and 14 exterior fires. The district also responded to 24 vehicle accidents, with another eight of those requiring rescue, two vehicle versus pedestrian accidents, two motorcycle accidents, and one bicycle accident. Now's a good time to remind everybody, notice this, that we had six vegetation fires. Today is May 1st. May 1st is traditionally the kickoff to fire season. We already responded to a vegetation fire today. So as everybody noticed, the grass is getting a lot drier out there. You're starting to drive by spots. The green is gone. So this leads me into my next discussion. As of today, we have our very first fire marshal on duty in the East Contra Costa Fire Protection District. Fire Marshal Stephen O'Bear started this morning at 8 a.m., he comes to us from Contra Costa County Fire after a lengthy hiring process, and we're happy to have them. Why I bring this up is this gives us some teeth, finally. We have a fire marshal who has a set of board ordinances that he can enforce up to fining properties that aren't complying with our weed abatement standards, so this is a good thing. I plan on bringing Fire Marshal O'Bear to one of the board meetings here real soon, so you guys can meet him. Other than that, we began today interviewing candidates for entry-level firefighter, and they'll go through the next couple days, and we will have them on starting July 1st, six brand-new firefighters. Again, like I mentioned in a previous meeting, those are for succession planning. They are not for upstaffing at this point. We are planning for a slew of retirements coming up in the next 18 months. One good thing, May 22nd, we are hosting a World CPR Day event at Station 53 in Oakley, so I invite everybody here and in this room to join us. We will be there with AMR and doing some hands-only CPR, some stop the bleed, and a couple other various EMS-type things there. So we invite everybody to come. We'll have some refreshments. We'll come teach you hands-only CPR, and we're also going to have some of the Pulse Point representatives on site, too, so it should be a good event. Time to be announced, but we usually like to kick this off at about 10 a.m. So from 10 to 12 or from 11 to 1, we're working with the time right now, but that date is secure, so May 22nd. And that is my operational report for this evening, and I'm available for questions.
Thank you.
If I could just give you a little pitch that
sure.
ECCFPD meeting is next Wednesday.
Yes, next Wednesday.
where you can meet the fire marshal if you show up.
I should have brought that up. Sorry, but yeah, so our fire marshal, even though he started today, his official badge pinning will be next Wednesday at our normal board meeting, 6:30 p.m. at Brentwood City Hall Chambers. Invite everybody out to kind of meet and greet him. He'll be there to talk to the crowd and get his applause, right? So yes, we're actually very, very happy to have him on. For those that may know him, Steve O'Bear actually lives here in the area. He previously lived here in Discovery Bay for a little while, too. Lives in Brentwood now, so he's very familiar with the area. And while we contracted with Contra Costa Fire for those services, he was our assigned prevention captain for this area. So he has a lot of relationship with other local businesses, so it's a good thing.
Big step forward. Thank you.
Yes, it is. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay, I see no presentations, no manager's report. I'm sure you'll stop me if I make some mistake. Director's report, Water and Wastewater Committee. That'd be you.
Thank you, President and Mayor, for allowing me to present this. We just finished a water wastewater meeting, talked about our NPDES permit. They're requiring us to have a lower ammonia level than pretty much everybody in the entire valley, Central Valley. So we asked our engineering staff to discuss with the state that requirement, see if we can't get that higher a little bit, because it does impact how we're going to build our denitrification plant and other things, which turns into money. So we're going to be looking to try and help on that. We talked about a diffuser replacement, and we might have to have a CEQA report, but we do have to have a CEQA report. We're going to have to figure out how we get that done. Personally, I usually took care of those. He's now retired. The O&M manual is on process, maybe a month behind from what we gather, but still making good progress. And we talked a little bit about reject water process. And that's my report.
Thank you. Next, Finance Committee, which Director Leek would probably do today, but he's not here. So I will take his place. In our Finance Committee, we approved the revised bylaws, which was the revision of, primarily the revision of the frequency of meetings. Presentation was given, discussion regarding zone analysis and strategies, and discussion regarding the fiscal year 2019 and 2020 was also on the agenda. So moving on to Communications Committee.
I'll let Director Gattuso handle
a lot of passing the buck up there tonight. Okay, go ahead.
No, we're just having everybody be in the process.
Yeah, I guess I'm next.
Well, Director Pease and Director Joe met today, and we also approved the bylaws change. We had a little discussion about some of the analytics regarding website usage, as well as how much participation the committee has with our website, and that was about it. Oh, yes, I apologize. There was also an update on the message board. It sounds like we're finally getting close to getting that installed, and they should begin next month or the month after at its current location. So all the approvals are finally done.
Hallelujah, that's good news. Okay, and then moving on to Parks and Recreation Committee.
I'll take that. Let me jump in here. We just had our Park and Rec Committee meeting earlier today. One of the things we discussed was the proposals from the pool design companies. Obviously, that's going to be something that's going to be brought back, so we'll discuss that further when it's brought back to the board. And we also talked about the new summer activities guide that our staff has put so much hard work. I think I'm just talking to staff. Put it in. So please take a look at this, and on the back are some wonderful events coming up within Discovery Bay, and the wonderful programs that are inside. Well done, staff. Nice job. And the other thing we discussed was this successful pause on parade event that we had last Saturday, courtesy of the Lions Club and our staff here at the community center. It was bigger and better than last year, incrementally, but still bigger and better than last year. And it's a very popular event that I think that will continue to grow. we competed with several other events in the area, so the fact that we did well was good. And that concludes my report.
Thank you, Director Gregg. I see no general managers.
The general manager has a report.
Okay.
We had a very successful retirement event for our outgoing water and wastewater manager, Virgil Caney. So we wish him good sailing. We need to pin the badge on a new water and wastewater manager. I guess it would be a sticky note. And so we're going to introduce who you all know very well. Aaron Goldsworthy has been promoted to the water and wastewater manager position. So congratulations.
Definitely
congratulations. Yes. You got a standing ovation. There are some here. Good. Congratulations.
Thank you.
That concludes my report.
Okay. No correspondence and any future agenda items. And hearing none, then I will say the meeting is adjourned.